Admittedly, I was a little bit mad that my buddy Mark Sudol got the first scoop of this story, but it's okay because I do respect Mark Sudol and News 12. But I am very excited that we have canine officer Penny in studio. Can we call her? Is she canine officer or just canine? Is it canine?
We haven't figured out what her name's going to be yet.
Well, we do have on the microphone canine officer Tony Rinaldi here. And tell us about Penny, because she's all over Fairfield. She is the talk of the town.
Yeah, so Penny is our first ever single-purpose tracking trailing bloodhound for the town of Fairfield. She's 14 weeks old. We got her from Brian Tierney of Zeus Canine Training, and she's a rock star. She's nose-driven, she's not scared of anything, and she likes to say hello to everybody.
Yeah, she's really, really cute. I can't wait to post the photos for you guys. She's so beautiful. So the first bloodhound for Fairfield Police. Why a bloodhound?
I mean, we have two other canines. We have a dual-purpose shepherd that does canine trace, that does drug detection. We have a canine with trace is our single-purpose shepherd, our dual-purpose shepherd that does the drugs. And to finish off our dream team, we have a single-purpose tracking dog now.
Wow.
So if you think about like a student in school that does all different subjects, throughout the day, you know, math, English, science, that's a dual-purpose dog. She's just doing math. So she does math very, very well.
What do you mean she does math very, very
Meaning
well?
Like that, she only has one subject. She only does.
Right.
She doesn't do bite work. She doesn't do apprehension. She doesn't do detection. She doesn't do building searches. She just does tracking.
Wow.
So that's her subject.
So what will she be integral? Like, what will be her integral role at the department when she's fully trained?
Finding people.
Finding people.
Just finding people. We give her a scent article, and she finds the origin of that scent.
Okay. And she's only 14 weeks old?
Yep.
Because she could find my studio.
She
literally knew where the studio was. I went out to meet them in the lobby, just so you know, at home. I went to meet them in the lobby, definitely had like a full love-on session with Canine Penny. But then it was like, all right, we're going to the studio. And she knew where to go. She actually went in front of my producer and she knew where the studio was. So she's already on it. She's very smart.
Yes. She's her obedience right now is amazing. We've been working a lot of that. We've been doing a lot of environmentals with her. So she's been at gun ranges. She's been to farms. She's been on ice rinks. She's been on weird structures. She's done everything. And she's fearless. And she's already been training with the in-service groups. So we train with three different groups right now. We train with Phil Soucy of the state police. We train with Brian Tierney of Westchester, Putnam County, and in Dutchess County. We train with Ed Ainuski of CT Hounds.
Wow.
So she's getting a lot of education.
So a lot of departments, and you can certainly speak to this a lot better. Again, we have canine officer Tony Rinaldi here and his partner, canine Penny, who is just a beautiful 14-week-old bloodhound. Oh, hi, Penny. You can come on the air if you'd like to. You're more than welcome to. A lot of departments don't have canines, correct? I mean, that's not something that just comes with the territory. I'm learning that canine officers, that's a real commitment, not only for expense-wise, but for the officer who's training.
Yeah, she's mine 24/7. So from wake up to the time I go to bed, I'm doing something with Penny, training Penny in some way or some sort. It's a major commitment, and I'm ready for this. You know, I've been on the job for 17 years. And this is a major bucket list of mine, so I'm excited.
It sounds like Penny says she's working with you. You're the commitment. It sounds like she thinks you're the one that she's training. Is that what's happening, Penny? Is that what's going on? It seems that way. Yeah, he does seem like a problem. That's fair. Yeah. No, I hear you, Penny. I'm very aware of what you're saying. Really? He does what? That? Are you kidding me? You do not, Tony. Are you serious? She just called you out. That's what she just did.
She's the queen.
I love that you're taking her everywhere. I don't usually see, and I don't know if it's because she's a puppy, but you're really bringing her out to the communities. You're going everywhere, it feels like. Businesses, colleges. Yeah. Why do that?
It's just important for her socialization. I mean, one day she's going to have to identify a person in an area, and if she's never been there. So like 2 days ago, the fire training grounds was doing a fire exercise, full engines, water, smoke, everything. I brought her there. You know, and she was just in the mix walking around, because if we ever had to do a track from a burning house and she's never been in that environment, it shouldn't be during her first real track. She should be able to say, I've been here. Dad's given me something else to do. Big deal about this. Let's get to work.
Mm. That's incredible. And so we are, again, talking to canine officer Tony Rinaldi, and we do have canine Penny, who is very vocal. And I so appreciate a very vocal lady over there. You know, it's interesting. I was at an event this past weekend in Stratford, and there was a canine officer and his German Shepherd canine officer was there. And I was talking about how this is something that really the whole family has to get on yeah. board when you have a canine officer. Talk about that in sort of what that's been like for you.
Yeah. So, you know, I have my wife and my 9-year-old daughter, Tegan, my wife, Jess, my 9-year-old daughter, Tegan, and my 6-year-old son, Caden, and they're little canine handlers in the making now. You know, they help me with a lot of the obedience work. They help me with, you know, they do little mini puppy tracks for me. So we'll go to like a cemetery, we'll present her with food, and my 6-year-old son takes off on a sprint and hides behind, you know, some tree or some object, and Penny's job is to find her, and then he gives her high praise and food and makes it a huge party for her, and we just continue to do that day on day.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
I mean, so it's obviously it's an amazing resource for the Fairfield Police Department, but it's also what a core memory for you and your family.
Yeah.
That's really, really neat. And I'm curious, when you have a canine officer, do you find that there are surrounding departments that will eventually, when Canine Penny is ready, like they'll need her services? You won't just be servicing Fairfield.
There's definitely a mythical aura about bloodhounds, that they are very good at what they do. Mm-hmm. So when I talk to other agencies or other canine officers that have worked with bloodhounds, they're very excited for when she's in service and certified to go, because you know, they, like I said, with when it comes to the math example, you know, she expands on the math more than the dual purpose dogs have the opportunity to. So we run like age tracks where we'll lay a track at 8 a.m. and we won't run it until 4 p.m. Where she's finding that track layer 8 hours later. That's important. We do missing member tracks where several people will touch an object. One of those people who touch the object will go on the track. The reason that's important, let's say we have a college student who goes missing and her roommate finds her phone somewhere. She touched their phone. Now we have a different scent on that phone, so we need to teach her how to eliminate scents so she could find this other scent on that phone to find. So we just do a lot more with trailing and tracking than other dogs might have the opportunity to do.
All right. That was the best commercial break ever, because I was holding Canine Penny and she is so cute. Yes, we are talking about Canine Penny, the newest member of the Fairfield Police Department. And we have Canine Officer Tony Rinaldi here giving us the full scoop. Now, is this your first canine partner?
This is my first puppy. And
your
first
puppy.
This is first everything. I'm a 17-year veteran that is an absolute rookie again.
Wow. Yeah. What is that like? First of all, tell me that conversation. Like, how did that go? Hey, do you want a puppy? Hey, do you want a canine partner?
No, you know
hey.
What? I've done a lot of things in my career, and this was the last big bucket list as a patrolman, to be a canine handler. You know, like I said before, if a year ago you asked me if I wanted to be a bloodhound handler, I'd be like, I don't know, you know, it's like Jed Clampett from the Beverly Hillbillies. But, you know, when you see what they're capable of doing, I was like, yeah, give me that thing.
Wow.
I'll do that any day.
That's amazing. And now, what kind of training do you have to go through to be a canine officer?
Well, I mean, it's just the interview, and obviously I did a lot of training on my own. I took a lot of my own time off to train with the different programs throughout, you know, the New England area, and just expose myself and try to be ahead of the game and develop those networks and relationships. And then now she's going to start training with the in-service dogs, and then she'll eventually start her academy, hopefully in January. So it's
wow.
a 7-week academy.
Oh,
with me.
Wow. That's amazing. Oh, so you have to go to the academy with her.
Oh, yeah. I'm the one that, I mean, that leash is nothing more than an umbilical cord where
right.
we kind of read off each other. So she's seeing and smelling things that I don't see or smell. And I just help her figure out the puzzle with the leash. She does all the work, and I just have to learn to read the dog.
I just
stare at her all day long.
Where did you get the name Penny?
We actually left that up to the town of Fairfield through social media. And because of Penfield Lighthouse and Penfield Beach, they chose the name Penny. Obviously, she also is, if you see her, she's got that copper color. And then obviously now she's our lucky Penny.
She's really sweet. She's so cute. Tell me, recently you guys got a sponsor for her, right?
Yeah, we've gotten so much support. Our canine program is all based off of donations from businesses
really?
And the people in the public.
Wow.
So most recently, Abby from Earth Animal has offered to give Penny her food and her nutrition, so her supplements, which is amazing. We've had Zoom, Erica from Zooming Grooming has agreed to groom all of our canines going forward. Taylor from Fence Builders USA built a large outdoor kennel for her. I mean, people have been very supportive. People have donated a lot of money for her vests, for, you know, her training. I mean, everything, like I said, it has to be through donations, and people have just been very in love with her and helping support the program.
So, I mean, I grew up in Fairfield, Tony, so I know that people in Fairfield love the police department, but what is that like to have such an outpouring of support, especially, listen, Penny, you're adorable.
Yeah.
But it has been a rough go, I feel like, for police officers, especially in the last few years. So to see, you know, the opposite kind of messaging towards police, like, what is that like?
For me specifically, it's very, very strange because I'm in our traffic unit. So I write about 3,000 tickets a year.
Oh, geez.
So I'm not handing out Christmas cards. So
yeah.
People aren't huge fans when I walk up to the car.
Yeah,
which
I don't
blame them. And now I'm on the opposite spectrum where I have this dog that is amazing, friendly, cute, and just, you know, she's going to be a rock star. So, you know,
yeah.
And, you know, when she's saving, you know, helping find young kids, elderly, you know, people in distress, you know, that's what's going to really make it worth it.
Mm. Yeah, I think she's pretty incredible. So I'm really excited to watch her journey, as I'm sure you are as well. Canine Officer Tony Rinaldi, I want to thank you. I've got the chief here, Tony Granada, back there, who's pretending he's not here, but I see you.
Can I mention her social media?
Of course you
can.
Oh, so, yeah. She has a social media?
Yeah,
she's does.
All over the place. So we started a social media once she was named. So, you know, follow her at @CaninePennyFPD on Instagram and social media. You're going to see her from her puppy phase to when she's in service and finding and tracking people. Everywhere she goes, we mention her and show her where she's at. Like I said, she's been all over the place.
That's
and
amazing.
She will continue to be.
That's amazing. I mean, so Fairfield's going through a lot of changes. I feel like new chief. How are you feeling about your newest member? I know you were like not going to get on the radio, but you're crazy if you thought you were going to sit in. First of all, the chief doesn't even usually come on earlier than 8 o'clock. So I'm shocked that he is here dressed in person. So that's exciting. But I mean, how are you feeling about your newest member of your department?
Thanks, Melissa. I'm so excited. I'm so excited about this. This was one of our goals as a department, is to get a dog that is going to be able to make a difference in our community. For the tracking purpose, where we're missing that aspect of it, and Canine Penny's going to fill in that void for sure.
Yeah, no, she is. She's really sweet. I want to thank you guys so much, and I'm excited. I'm excited to watch Penny's journey continue. So again, we are going to, if you want to check her out, obviously on social media, please feel free to do so. And I want to thank you all so much for being in studio, and Canine Penny, good luck. So excited for you and your journey.